Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, this is Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to talk to you about wearing pearls or choosing pearls for your personality. With something that came as a question, and, you know, how do I wear pearls if I'm not really classic? And I think one of the things is when we think pearls, we often think of this sort of traditional round string of pearls, which is very, very classic and conservative and not a lot of people's taste these days. It's, you know, some people, but not everybody. So that's our very classic string of pearls, like a little bracelet, but, you know, we'd often see it in a necklace, just to, you know, it's something the queen might wear, is a string of pearls, very classic and conservative. But we got other sorts of pearls. We've got this more freshwater sort, which is more uneven in its shape, more organic. This is much more creative. So generally, if you like something, it's either more relaxed or more creative, you're less classic. Think about going for a more freshwater shape, particularly when we string it on something like leather like this. It really does take away from that classicness, doesn't it? Particularly when it's a dark leather. It becomes much more relaxed and casual in its appearance. Much easier to wear with your pair of jeans. Or here, I've got a Baroque pearl. So this is really quite an unusually shaped pearl. It's quite large, but it's sitting on a very feminine bracelet. I do love this beautiful gift from one of my lovely past graduate students of our image consulting courses. So much more kind of uneven and unusual. Again, much more creative. This time, though, in a much more feminine way of, you know, putting it together. We can also get different coloured pearls. So we can also get grey pearls. And this is a fairly bland little kind of grey pearl necklace that, for me, is just not enough. And at some other stage of my life, I bought this, you know, a beautiful kind of grey pearl necklace, a little bit more creative, little seed pearls. But again, still a bit dull. So one of the things I have done in the past is almost like knot this up into a jumble. And then pop it on here. And it starts being a much more interesting, more organic necklace, much more creative than just wearing this plain string. So one of the ways I've worn this is by popping these two together. Just dropped on the floor. You get the idea. So how the pearls, how they're put together really changes the feeling of them. For example, here is a little pair of earrings that I like, that have little pearls on them. But you'll notice that one earring just has a pearl in the middle and it's short and the other one has long dangly bits. So this is really quite uneven, quite asymmetric. So takes it, it's still got the bling, it's got the coloured beads, it's got other cute little things. Still feminine in its construction, but creative in its expression. Here too, you might go, I'm really not a pearl girl, but sometimes you might find a pearl just placed into something. So this is kind of a relaxed, feminine, creative sort of necklace. And it's just got the little pearl detail on it, along with, you know, the leather flower, the button in a kind of tweedy fabric and some other, you know, just general wooden beads. So it really takes away from the pearls being a kind of dominant feature. They can sometimes be a small accent as part of your jewelry. What else have we got here? Well, here we have a large scale string of pearls. So this, even though the pearls, you know, we've got multiple strings of these kind of classic pearls, but in different lengths. Some also quite large ones there, some smaller ones as well, all different lengths. And this really makes this a much more dramatic sort of representation of pearls because we've got that large scale to it. But again, still in that classic white pearl. Here, I've got on white leather this time a range of these kind of fresh water pearls, a little bit uneven, but also in different colours. Really love this. It's a beautiful kind of expression of pearls, but again, more classic, more a little bit relaxed, a little bit elegant, chic. I would put it in those sort of terms, a little bit unusual, modern setting rather than traditional setting. So often with our elegant chic, we get much more modern settings. Here we've got, again, dramatic. It's a bracelet, a lot of pearls, but also got bling and, you know, lots of fun like this. Versus this bracelet's much more relaxed because it's pearls bound to leather. And again, brown leather. So whenever I see brown leather, I always think it's a much more relaxed sort of fabric. And so therefore it makes that pearl, which is more classic, into something much more relaxed, more casual. Here is another, it's getting stuck on my little man. And I've just dropped my other one too. Here we have kind of a more creative, feminine, dramatic sort of pearl, you know, and these are not real pearls, I can tell you. These ones, this one's just a bit of fun, but it's that kind of twig construction. It's a little bit more unique, more unusual. It's got a few little bits of bling through it, but it's got a kind of creative twig-like construction, which also gives it a little bit of the natural, but still quite feminine, but larger scale, a lot of detail, larger pieces. So therefore, again, a little bit of creative. And here I've got another version of kind of pearls under leather thong. Must be a theme for me, mustn't it? But this one, the way it's worn, makes it much more creative. You pop it around your neck like that and you kind of can adjust the height of the pearls. Again, it's probably more because the leather is, you know, kind of lighter. It gets a little bit more into the elegant chic. Again, another modern way of wearing pearls. It's not your traditional string of pearls. So when you're thinking about, like, what kind of pearls would I want to wear or what do I feel comfortable in, it may not be that traditional set of pearls. It may not be how, you know, your grandma wore it or your mother wore it. It may be in something that's a more modern setting, something that involves other fabrics, leathers, like, you know, these ones with the leather thonging, or this one where they're just a small element of the whole design. There's lots of different ways of thinking about it. And then if you do have something really classic like this, you know, maybe you've got a couple of these sorts of things. Think about how I did it. I just tied it in a knot, you know, like knotted one up, attached it to the other one. And suddenly I've got something that's really much more creative, much more modern than just a small string of pearls. There you go, just some ways of thinking about how to wear pearls for your personality. And of course, I've got a blog post with lots of images as well and other people and their expression of pearls, rebellious pearls, all sorts of things like that, that you can head over to the blog and find at insideoutstyleblog.com. And I look forward to answering more of your questions. Please do keep sending them to me. This was one of my questions that I was asked. I thought I'd just do a little show and tell to give you a few more ideas about how you too can wear pearls for your personality.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.